I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. Let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. We decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, you're exhaling the power of God. And inhale again, and you are taking in the power of God. Exhale. And allow that chair to totally support you. And we remember that we are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the activity of God in our lives. And the universe will always respond with yes. So we think about what we ask for, and we keep it positive. Today is Mother's Day, and we are honoring the divine in all of us. All of us have nurtured. All of us have shared wisdom. We are thankful for this nurturing power. That nurturing power has gotten us through many challenges, many misunderstandings and understandings. And it is interesting that the earth is called Mother. This is a gentle power, a sacred, gentle power. And we honor that power today. So let's go on that journey to the secret place of the Most High. This place of peace, love, joy, and faith. Gifts in our consciousness that have been given to us and continue to be given to us on a daily basis. So we reach the threshold of the door to the secret place, and before we enter in, we know what we have to do. Let go. Let God release and let go. Mental and emotional baggage we might be carrying. And perhaps physical baggage. None of this baggage is serving us. We need to let it go. We take a step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light and the love of the Christ surround us. We take a seat. We allow that light to go through us and out into our world. We let that nurturing power of God settle within our hearts. That power has been at work since the beginning. And it still works. So just use the next few moments to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Holy Spirit, we are glad that you have answered our prayers as you always do. We are grateful for that nurturing love that we get from you and that we share in this world, for all the blessings that we receive and will continue to receive. We are thankful in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.